Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priešovi. Ja jem Dean Palovka a dneska je nedíľa 28. augusta 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Palovka, and today is Sunday, August 28th, 2022. A little later in the program, we're going to commemorate the 73rd anniversary of the total liquidation of the Greek Catholic Church in Zakarpattia. But first, we're going to start off with a selection from Rusinia, who is based in Eastern Slovakia. Then go to Lemkovina with Ej Dumáš, Sobi Dumáš.
Vesíľa, vesíľa, na vesíľu ľudé. Jak to mení znáti, jak to mení znáti, boli moje ľudé. Jak to mení znáti, jak to mení znáti, boli moje ľudé. Divčino horianko, čo neseš už banku. Daj mi sa napíti, daj mi sa napíti, budú ťa ľubiti. Daj mi sa napíti, daj mi sa napíti, budú ťa ľubiti. Ivane, Ivane, ja by ťa ľubila. Jako mě nemáti, jako mě nemáti, za tebe nebyla. Seňu moja, seňu, beri za ručenku. Ciluj mamu vrušku, ciluj mamu vrušku, a mene vličenko. Ciluj mamu vrušku, ciluj mamu vrušku, a mene vličenko. Ale opadaje, a ta naša ľubov, a ta naša ľubov zavše prokvitaje. A ta naša ľubov, a ta naša ľubov zavše prokvitaje.
Ja mi kola, to mi kola, oba mi kola. škol. Mene bili kolo crkvi, bo ne misli vladi. Tebe bili kolo škol, bo se sam čitati. Mene bili kolo crkvi, bo ne misli vladi. Tebe bili kolo škol, bo se sam čitati. Ko muzika rajte, rajte, a vo ljude čujte. A vo stare posidajte, molodu tacujte. Uznajete ljude dobro, šo sa sviti dije. Rusinija deskara je u mene tacuje. Znajete ljude dobro što sa sviti dije, Rusinija deskara je u mene tancuje. Hej, ho! Hej!
Ej, dumaš sobi, dumaš, švarne šukajitku, ej, že ja za tja bidu, lepiš leš paličku, a ja by šukaju, odmyciła rolę na twoja za mną przyszła, a ja by szukaju za tebe nie piszła. Odmyciła rolę na twoja za mną przyszła, bo u mojej mamoczki czerwone ryboczki, a u twojej mamoczki krwawe syzoczki. U mojej mamoczki żytni chleb na stoli, a u
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpathia Rusyn Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can email me at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate the sad events of 73 years ago, the forced liquidation of the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Mukachevo. It happened during the pilgrimage to Cherenechna Hora, Monk's Hill, the monastery near Mukachevo, on August 28, 1949. A few years before, Blessed Bishop Theodore Romja was killed by the secret police, and most of the clergy were imprisoned. The cathedral in Uchhorod was confiscated, and the eparchial institutions were dissolved. At the beginning of 1949, Archbishop Makarios Oksiuk from Lviv was sent to Podkarpatska Rus in order to liquidate the Greek Catholic Church, since he had, quote-unquote, missionary experience in dissolving it in Galicia. The Greek Catholic Church in Podkarpatska Rus heroically resisted hardships from the Soviets. The pilgrimage in 1947 confirmed to the communists that they must first get rid of Bishop Romja in order to eliminate the eparchy. And that happened. The bishop's violent death was followed by a brief period of religious peace, as the Soviets feared an open revolt of the people. The believers were waiting for a new leader who would continue the fight, but no one had the courage. However, the period of religious peace was only an ominous silence before the storm that broke out at the beginning of 1949. On February 16th of that year, the militia seized the cathedral church in Uchhorod and presented it to Archbishop Makarios. He immediately installed a new administrator of the cathedral, Proto-Presbyter Ireni Kondratovich, a priest who was intimidated by the secret police into accepting Orthodoxy. He did so because he was connected to the Hungarian regime during the war and was afraid of deportation, so he submitted. The following week, all Greek Catholic churches in Podkarpatska Rus were closed. In March, the clergy were expelled from their parishes and forbidden to perform their priestly duties. Members of the eparchial chapter and prominent clergy were arrested and deported to Siberia without any interrogation. Then the police began to chase Greek Catholic priests to submit them to the jurisdiction of the Patriarch of Moscow and Archbishop Makarios. Those priests who did succumb to the pressure signed the declaration and were transported the same day to Archbishop Makarios, who immediately merged them with the Orthodox Church and gave them the right to pastoral activity. Those who refused were sent to labor camps. From February to August 1949, after a half of year of cleaning, with the use of state authorities, the secret police, and the local police, it was decided that the union would be declared dissolved and the Greek Catholic Church would definitely disappear as an illegal institution operating without state approval. As prominent writer Father Athanasius Pecgotter writes, on the Feast of the Assumption in 1949, Orthodox Archbishop Makarios celebrated a solemn liturgy at Cherenechna Hora with the help of Orthodox bishops Anton Pelvetsky from Stanislavov and Mikhail Melnik from Drohobych. Both were renegades from Galicia. In their speeches, they referred to the Union of Uchhorod as the main cause of our national misery and great humiliation. Because the Union of Uchhorod was with Rome, it was considered a foreign product and had to be thwarted, the bishops explained. They already mentioned Proto-Presbyter Kondratovich read the Declaration of Abolition of the Union of Uchhorod, which stated, on August 28, 1949, the church connection with Rome ended because it was an act against the interest of our people, formulated by a foreign power that declared itself the conscience and will of the nation. From now on forever, we are the Orthodox children of our Holy Mother, the Russian Orthodox Church. With this declaration, the union in Podkarpatska Rus was officially abolished and the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Mukachevo was liquidated. Instead, they established the Mukachevo-Uchhorod Russian Orthodox Eparchy. As proof of their subordination, the selected delegation took the icon of the Immaculate Virgin Mary from the Basilian Monastery in Mukachevo to Moscow and dedicated it to the Patriarch. In return, the Patriarch dedicated to his faithful people in Podkarpatska Rus a copy of the icon of Saint Vladimir. After this sad indulgence in Mukachevo, which was only the culmination of the tragic events of the period, the individual tragic fates of many Greek Catholic priests and believers who laid down their lives for their faith took place. The cloud of malice and hatred towards the Greek Catholics from Mukachevo, which in nature was also underlined by the arrival of autumn, began to move westward to the Prešov Eparchy, finally arriving definitively in Prešov on April 28, 1950. May all those who perished under the communist rule in the Greek Catholic eparchies of the Russian people, may their memories be eternal. Vichnaya yich pamyat. For them, we have an Otče náš.
GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, son 17. I participated in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family-oriented.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The Carpatho Russian Research Center, in cooperation with the John and Helen Timo Foundation, is pleased to invite you to the 2022 Summer Seminar Series. This year's exciting series features interactive presentations sharing new work in Carpatho Russian studies. The Summer Seminars will take place this week, August 29th through September 2nd, and these are all live events that will include the opportunity to ask questions to the presenters. All the presentations will be recorded and shared later on YouTube. Seminars are free to attend, No registration is required. For more information, go to the Carpatho-Russen Research Center's webpage, c-rrc.org, and click on News. Tomorrow, Monday, August 29th at 1 p.m., Dr. Patricia Krafchik will talk Unlikely Brothers, Carpathian Mountain Brigands, and American Superheroes. On Tuesday, the 30th at 5 p.m., Rich Custer, Russian, but not High Russian, Flavors of Identity Among American Carpatho-Russians. Wednesday, the 31st at 5 p.m., Dr. Nicholas Kupensky, The Art of the Cool Region Renaissance, The Pointer, Anthony Kubek. On Thursday, September 1st at 1 p.m., Mikhail Shimko, Lemko Art as an Artifact of Memory. And on Friday, September 2nd, Anna Mashlana will talk about the Lemko language as therapy. So to register, oh, you don't have to register. Just go to c-rrc.org, click on News, and you'll see all the links for each individual day's seminar. c-rrc.org, click on News. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimaitasya krasna tyzhden. S Bohom.
Sos
Rusinil Amerika.